Get ready for an uplifting experience with Coached Soul. Join us as we bring you the dynamic duo of Steve Hudgens, a licensed professional counselor, and Kenya Evelyn, a transformational leadership coach. Together, they'll guide you through engaging episodes filled with valuable insights and actionable tips on mental health, relationships, self-care, emotional well-being, and personal growth. Coached Soul is your go-to podcast for empowering discussions that will help you thrive. So let's get started and welcome our hosts, Steve and Kenya.
Hey, welcome back to Coached Soul. Oh my gosh, I was on pins and needles waiting for this podcast again, part two, a role versus gender. Your Woo. Choice, right? And so Let's we left it. Off with I'm fully the ready. Word submission. But Kenya, here's where you just sparked this in me. This is a revelation that I just want to flush out on the air, okay? Because this is just, Kenya and I did not discuss this.
We never do, listeners. We just hit play because we want organic and we want we want divine downloads, we want guidance, and we want unrehearsed conversations that speak from soul to soul. That's why it's Coached Soul.
Brilliant. And we left off with the word submission because here's what I heard you say, if I heard it correctly.
Okay.
That you have a nurturing and a masculine side to yourself.
Yes.
That you had to be aware of both of those to be satisfied within yourself. Mm-hmm. And so many times that I find the women in the masculine that are not happy within themselves. And so they continue to look outside of the relationship.
He's wrong.
Right. That's what I hear. Not that I'm wrong, but mate is wrong. Right.
And so, I'm not saying he's a sweetheart, but I'm saying you are the relationship.
Right.
You are generating your universe as a creator.
Right. So when I hear this from you, the nurturer and the masculine, oh my gosh, the word submission just popped in my mind. It's not about kissing his feet. It's not about calling him Lord and Master. If you're faith-based and you're a male, please stop the domination that I'm a man. You got to hear what I've got to say. And if you have to say, I'm the man, I'm the boss, I'm sorry you're not. Because you're
He needs to convince himself. Anybody that says that I am this, I'm actually don't believe it and speaks out loud so that he can hear himself saying that. So he can, actually, those are the most insecure people. Now we're back to trauma.
Exactly. And it goes for, I'm the parent, you're the child. It's the same thing. But when I hear submission, because I think men need to submit too.
100%.
Because a relationship is not 50-50, 100-100. It's about serving. And sometimes I need to submit to my own masculinity to bring out my nurturing. A woman needs to submit to her masculinity to bring out her nurturing.
Are you ready for this?
Go for it.
So this is my most vulnerable share to date. As I upgrade, this podcast upgrades and all my relationships upgrades. And I just went through an incredible last 10 days, including the marriage of my masculine and feminine within. So this is so fresh. I have not put anywhere in social media. So welcome. What I noticed is my masculine did not feel safe to show up. My masculine. And it was, you can call it woo. I am not here for you to believe me or accept me. I'm sharing that I have accepted all parts of me, at least the parts of me that I am aware of. I'm sure that God will keep unlocking other parts for me to be aware of. And the masculine me was so wounded because every time that he would show up, I'm calling he just for the sake of separation.
Sure.
Those are all parts of me. Because every time I show up, you call me bitch, bossy. Every time I show up, you call me controller. every time I show up, you call me, you just push me away in an ugly way. And what I notice is, if that's what it means to be a masculine, in reality is I have made the masculine energy wrong because it felt too controlling. I have observed and I have made up a story from childhood. And if I can go one level deeper, generational, way before I was even born, because I remember my mom telling stories about right. how her dad was abusive and da 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 da. So I made the traits of being decisive. By the way, women is decisive, of course, because we have it inside of us, but the trait of quick decisiveness, being, this is masculine traits. It's a masculine energy, which we have. Are you following me?
Yeah.
So when I am in my wishy-washy state, I don't know, I don't know. That is the wounded feminine not wanting to make a decision moving forward because it's afraid of making the wrong decision.
Right.
Therefore, I might pay it a big price. So when I saw the masculine and the feminine coming within me and creating this incredible bond of acceptance, I love you just the way you are, and now we get to date. Now I get to befriend it and to get to know what does the masculine canon in behalf of canon, part of canon, looks like. And we're going to go to many dates together. We're going to go having dinners together. We're going to go, I'm going to hear him talk and say, hey, how do you want to be treated? How do you want to be called? How do you want to be seen? How do you want to be acknowledged? How do you want to be appreciated? And I cannot build my business without you. Because my business is not just about energetic Zen prayer mode and loving everyone. I need your structure. I need your focus. I need your solid boundaries. I need your decisiveness. At the same time, what does my masculine say to my feminine, to my nurture? I need your intuition. I need your flow. I need your fun. I need your clarity. There's no one bigger than another. It's right. The perfect marriage.
And to add to that, so from a male perspective here for me, I was fortunate to have a father who, yes, didn't see eye to eye, but we're not going to see eye to eye all the time. But he loves my mom. Mm. And I see that. And I know he loved me, and then I see that as well. But it taught me how to treat women with respect. Although I had a mother wound, father wound, it took me years to make some developing changes within me. And I had to brace the masculine to tone it down and to increase on the feminine and to understand the feminine mind. That I can have the boast of both of, you know, best worlds of I can do masculine things. I had prior to COVID, I was having a small group of at least 18, 20 people in my home, and we were calling it GPS to the relationship, how to have healthy relationships. And people were come in because I'm a singular bachelor, been a bachelor for 7 years. And they came into my house and like, your house is like good housekeeping. Who decorated it? I did. No way. Okay. So that's not gender role.
100%.
It's being me authentic. I like being be able to be masculine, to create, to build. I can still work on a little bit of my car. Not so much now because everything is computerized. Yep. I can still landscape and build and create. At the same time, I can cook a wonderful steak for you if that's what you want. I can still do things. But I love being able to sit next to a woman on my couch. And I don't mind watching Sweet Home Alabama. I can tell you every phrase. Why did you want to date me or marry me anyways? So I can kiss you anytime I want to. That is probably one of my favorite phrases. But it's embracing who I am. I don't need to be the rock and be buff and just be masculine, right? I can also have that inner other piece of me too that could be romantic and genuine.
So may I?
It's not
that you have, I can also have.
Correct.
If you are a holistic, if you are in your grounded, holistic, 360 degree self,
there you go.
You have both. To not acknowledge that you have both is to live in lack. Therefore, you're looking for outside of you the appearance or the rejection of what you think you don't have.
And here's the other point too. That submission in gender is specific here, right? And the reason why I go gender is I'm more of a science-based person, that how forensics are able to tell a male and a female skeleton is all due to the pelvis, okay? You can't change the pelvis. The pelvis is either male-identified or a female-identified. Now, if we want to do a whole new different gamut of gender-specific roles and disrespect and all that, we can do that too in another podcast. Mm-hmm. But for the sake of this one,
absolutely,
it's being able to recognize when I need to submit in my feminine or need to submit into my masculine, mm-hmm, of how I approach my partner in the moment. Because if Kenya, you're pissed off and you're in this masculine deal, I need to submit into that, because what good would it do to come in and react from a child wound here?
100%.
Step into my masculine role, Kenya. You shouldn't talk to me that way. You're being disrespectful to me. Da, 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 da. How does that help?
Oof.
The relationship.
Okay, so you open up a huge can of worms, because personally, you know, English is not my first language. I don't like the word submission. It actually triggers me.
Okay.
So thank you for the mirror. And I get to do this in public. Hello, listeners. That I get to sit with the word submission. Like, what does it trigger in me? And the first thing that comes to my mind is the word, is the feeling of powerlessness. So somebody at some point in little Kenya's life, I am noticing as I'm speaking that the word submission makes me feel like this frequency of powerlessness just comes in my field. I'm literally sensing as I'm talking to you. So I'm going to sit with that. I'm not sure that I'm ready to share, like, what is this? But thank you for the awareness. With that said, the word I would prefer to use in this moment is awareness. I get to be aware of who is driving this conversation.
Agreed.
Feminine or masculine, because in my core feminine self, if my feminine is always driving and having, because I am a female, just because of that, if I'm always in my feminine body, which is the feminine body of trust, the feminine body of flow, the feminine body of intuition, the feminine body of connection, my masculine is still here. I'm not denying, but he's not driving the show. So I know I would be softer to the masculine outside of me. Doesn't make sense. So I'm not submitting to my husband. I am in awareness that I get to be in my feminine as I'm communicating with my husband, that is primary in his masculine. The opposite of that, Steve, is for me to be completely unaware and say, you know what? I don't submit shit. Forgive my language. And then I go like a dude talking to another dude, I show up in my masculine, the energy for my husband is, and he doesn't know this in his brain self, but in his energetic field, he feels like, what is this dude doing in my kitchen? So now he's defensive because he the invitation that he received is an invitation to fight from male to male. He doesn't see his wife. He sees a male energy. He feels a male energy. So the women out there, are you aware that you're showing up as a male? And if you show up as a male ready to fight, you're going to get a fight.
That's exactly where I wanted to go with this. And I'm glad that you and I can have a difference of words or difference of opinion, but we still end up on the right
The same.
track.
It
It
is
is the
because
same principle.
it is the same
Wait.
principle. And the
And
principle here is, I am married for one reason only. And ladies, you can agree or disagree with me, but if you were completely happy by yourself spending the rest of your days alone, would you have married? No. Come on now. Why married? Because I wanted a family. Because I want to have children. I want my children to have a father. I wanted to live a love story. I wanted to create the image that I have in my mind of what is a great relationship that I personally was in this to double, triple dog there because I've never seen in my mom or my grandmother. So
right.
it's like, I am going to build something different. And I don't have all the answers, but I'm committed to have awareness to see and to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
And I'm glad you said that because when I think about what we're sharing here, for our faith-based listeners and for men specifically, we too need to be careful of our submission or awareness. Not just the mother or just not the nurturing or the masculinity of it, the feminine, the masculine, right? It's also being aware of the trauma that's in our past.
Yeah.
And I'm going to a scripture called 1 Peter 3:7. Okay. And I'm going to do Steve's version of what I read from there. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate or aware. As you live with your wives, treat them with respect as a weaker partner and as the heirs of the gracious life. Now, that's what the scripture
Yeah.
says, okay? The way I look at it is, husbands, be aware of how you manage or how you react to her emotion. Manage your
100%.
emotion. Be careful how you react to hers, or your prayer is going to be hindered. That means that is that submissive part. That is that awareness apart that we need to be aware. Are we hitting into our own wound that's causing the reaction? Are we in the masculine or the feminine when she approaches us? And to look beyond where she is in her approach. Is she feminine, masculine, or in trauma mode? This helps identify and reduces the friction within the marriage if we can be aware of our role, so to speak.
Well, beautifully said. I have nothing to add for what you just said. Something else that came to me is each other's nervous system because we have trained each other. I'll speak for myself. I have trained my nervous system to take on a lot of pain. Like I can take it, this body that I'm carrying can really survive and in a way almost thrive with a lot. Like I can handle a lot. I can handle a lot of curriculums. I can handle multiple languages. I can handle At some point, I thought that by doing all the things, I would feel good. I have dropped all this concept, which is was a learned behavior from society and from
Yes.
my mom that had three jobs and did all the things. So I just thought that as doing more, I would somehow live more or feel more. And I just got burnout, anxiety attack, nothing worked. But my nervous system remembers. And I really want you to listen to what I'm saying. As you are aware that those parts of you exist, come back to your heart and come back to your breath because your nervous system now is conditioned to be in reaction. And you get to your, you are in full responsibility. Remember January, we talk about leadership? You're 100% responsible for your body and your nervous system. It's not your husband, it's not your children. It's not God, it's you.
Right.
As you take ownership of your nervous system and you choose to recreate, to repattern your heartbeats, your blood flow, and how you feel in your body and how grounded you be, you actually will give space, literally space in your body for oxygen to flow. No, if you're seeing me in video, you're like this, your oxygen is flowing one way. You're like that, the oxygen flows are completely different. And you have time to think when you're breathing, when you take an extra breath, that is all the time you need to shift awareness. Okay, which mode am I in? But if you keep allowing the trigger to run the show, then this is just going to be, oh, that's cute, Stephen Kenyon. That makes sense, but I have no idea how to start. I'm telling you how to start right now. First, you acknowledge. Then you make a decision. Then you go in your body. It's all coded in your body. Your body remembers everything. And because your body, just like a child's body, okay, whether you have or not have a child, you can look and see children that they're always growing. And you say, well, then you're adulted and you don't grow anymore. And then you make a joke, ha, 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 unless you're growing like in gaining weight. Not true. You are always growing. You absolutely never stop growing. Your right. hairs never stop growing. Your nails never stop growing. Your cells never stop dying and growing new ones.
And as you get older, your ears grow, your nose grow, not because you're lying. That's just the genetics of the body. You know, when I think about where we can help to is, like you said, it's the breathing. We were never taught how to breathe. You really think about it,
Mm-mm.
We come out screaming like a baby because somebody slapped us on the butt.
That's it.
And they slapped us into reality. Mm-hmm. You really want to look at it.
And it became the pattern.
Reaction. Reaction became the reaction. Pattern. Right. So as you talk, like right I just did, I paused, because you can take in that deep breath and remain calm in a situation and being able to be mindful where you're at. I know sometimes we can be triggered in the moment, but if we take that deep breath and be able to realize that, you know what, Kenya?
Yeah.
You're not trying to hurt me.
No.
You may be in that masculine role. You might be in that hurtful role. But as a man, I need to respect where you are.
Here we go one level deeper.
Let's go.
When a man speak that to a woman, or a woman speak that as a man, by itself is a gift. That means they feel safe. By itself.
Mm.
In stopping your mate in the middle of the sentence and say, hey, that's a little hurtful. Or, hey, I'm feeling tempted to go back to my man cave right now because I'm feeling attacked. That in itself, you have shifted your entire relationship already, because that means that your mate, your partner, is feeling safe to express his and hers feelings. Also, I'm just going to plant the seed because I know this podcast will live forever, right? And we're going to have plenty of podcasts, opportunity to go deeper and then deeper. What if there's no one out there? What if it's all a reflection of you? So when you say you're hurting me, who you're really hurting is yourself. We're not going to continue that right now. I'm just planting the seed of what if. Because if you're hurting your mate, when and with who are you going to have the relationship of your dreams? And it's your dreams.
You know, and that's where we looked at where we first started these two segments of podcasts of gender versus role, so to speak. If we stop allowing the government to dictate male, female, black, white, purple, green,
brown,
right,
yellow, whatever.
It's just recognizing that we all bleed red. That we all come from a creator that created us, right? If we just show that awareness, as you would say, or submissiveness in regard to not being aware, but being aware of this person, that they are a soul. Not that they are he, she, they, them, however you want to classify it.
Yeah.
Let's start looking at one another that we are a soul.
We are in this body.
Correct.
Not the body.
Correct.
We are a genderless soul as we come here as spirit. And we are all seeking, conscious or subconsciously, the expression of being love and being loved and offer love. And love is the only truth.
And the thing is, you know, when I think about momentum, you know, in science, we put an egg on a car, and as you move the car and the car stops, that egg keeps going momentum, right? We can switch from the pendulum swings of masculine domination or feminine domination into co-creating together and recognizing that a female can't play football with men. She'll be crushed. I mean, there's
physically
guys.
Physically speaking, I don't care how many hormones you take.
Right.
That is not what you were created here.
And
same with man.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine? I'm sure you can, because it's all over the news. Athletes that were born masculine that decided that they were in the wrong body.
Right.
The sport no longer exists for women, because it will never be fair competitively.
Correct.
Period. And this is not the discussion I want to have right now. The
no,
fair, the
but
fair.
But where I'm it's going really, with this
is it, go ahead.
So there we are. We just role play for you guys. And how are we aware that we want to speak? Right. It's not that Kenya dominates, or it's not that I dominate.
No.
It's being able to be aware. And the awareness that's there, if we're feeling hurt or slighted in that awareness,
mm-hmm.
because we're offended by what somebody said, we need to take a step back and wonder, how come we feel offended? It's not because of my gender. It's not because of my age. It's not because
beliefs.
Of my color.
It's all beliefs.
There you go.
It's
about
belief.
Our belief systems, that I think it's time for us to challenge these belief systems, because
99% of them are not even ours.
That is true. And it's funny, because we could start a rumor right here on Coach Soul and see it become like gangrene in our community so quickly, so fast, just like the issue with today that I'm seeing, that, oh my gosh, tomorrow or whatever, Facebook is going to take our photographs, and they're going to be able to take them. And no, copyright law says that autograph, that picture that you post is yours, is your copyright. So
well,
let's
here's
not.
The thing. This that you just shared has
Yes.
happened with me. Has happened with me. I have seen a fake profile with my picture.
Yes.
I have seen many of my posts, my kids' pictures. That's why I don't post a lot of my kids on Facebook. It's
right.
mainly me and my work and my thoughts and the way I support my clients. And again, is that where I want my attention to go? Now, I reported to Facebook immediately. Hey, this
that's
is a
copyright
account.
Infringement
this is not
when they do that.
Da, 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 da.
Right.
And I'm back into, okay, what's the truth I want to believe? What is the truth? And how is it going to support here? Like, I can talk about, I'm passionate about truth, and I have children, teenagers that love sports. So no, I can go and talk about this gender role in sport, but is it valuable right now for our listeners? Does it add value to their lives right now? Or is it just my opinion? So allow the detachment to, is what I'm going to say be a token of goodness in the universal consciousness, or is it going to bring all the vibration down based on my own point of view, or actually adds real value? Okay, here's what I believe adds real value. I love you just the way you are. It's still my opinion. You get to love yourself and you get to accept yourself being loved and lovable.
Right.
And you get to accept the parts of you that you don't like. You know, that part that you don't like?
Oh, yeah.
That trait. But if you keep shoveling down, it will show up in another way until you allow it to be seen. It will show up in your marriage, you show up on your parenting, you show up in your work, and you will show up by a person in your work that reflects the things about you don't like about yourself.
So overall, it's being able, as we wrap up and as we come to an end, we appreciate you listening in and tuning, because this is different. It's a challenge to our society to become better, to rise above where we've been.
Yeah.
It's not to squash down Kenya. It's not to squash down Steve. It's not to squash down our listeners. It is to rise above.
There's no squashing. Yes.
Right.
It's speaking truth,
right.
My truth in this moment, because tomorrow might be, I might have received another upgrade and I'm thinking different languages now. And at this moment is, I love being who I am. Or don't I love being who I am? Do I wish I was somebody else? Do I envy somebody else? Like, just notice. When you badmouth a man, is it because of your trauma? I double, triple dog, there it is. So
same
the man actually has no chance. The woman has no chance in your life because you have A, B, C, D relationships that created so much evidence that women is X, Y, Z. Then now your field is closed up. You have several layers of heart wall because you made up your mind about women. So is it really about women and men, or is it stories, programming? Because otherwise the pendulum swing will be never complementary to co-creation in this world, using all our powers and all parts of us.
And what a great way to end the podcast. Until next time, take care and God bless.
Love you so much.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Coached Soul, where we aim to empower and uplift you on your journey towards personal growth and well-being. Remember, as you navigate through life, you don't have to do it alone. We encourage you to reach out to professionals, seek support from loved ones, and take the time to prioritize your own well-being. Stay tuned for future episodes filled with even more valuable insights and actionable tips. Remember, you have the power to thrive. And with Coach at Soul by your side, anything is possible. Until next time, take care, stay empowered, and keep shining your brightest light. For more information, contact Kenya at kenyacoachedsoul.com.